With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump is touting his administration's three-month anti-crime initiative called Operation Summer Heat.
Over the past few months, FBI offices in all 50 states made crushing violent crime a top enforcement priority. That's what they did, rounding up and arresting thousands of the most violent and dangerous criminals.
And he adds he would like to focus on yet another large city.
I'm going to be strongly recommending, at the request of government officials, which is always nice, that you start looking at San Francisco. I think we can make San Francisco. There's one of our great cities 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now it's a mess.
President Trump confirming he has authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. President also says he's considering land operations following recent U.S. military strikes on drug smuggling boats from Venezuela. Federal judge blocking the administration, for now, from firing federal workers during the ongoing shutdown. That order comes 5 days after the administration issued reduction in force notifications to more than 4,000 federal workers. In the meantime, on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats can choose to end the nation's pain.
We need five more Democrats to say enough is enough, to put the American people ahead of the far left.
Israel receiving the remains of two more hostages after they were transferred by the Red Cross from Hamas. Their arrival coming hours after the Israeli military said one of the bodies previously turned over was not that of a hostage. Confusion added to tensions over the fragile truce that has paused the two-year war. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination is starting to grow.
The Global Methodist Church, which launched 3 years ago, now counts more than 6,000 congregations under its banner. The GMC was formed in the run-up to the split with the United Methodist Church over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post the current member congregations are predominantly former UMC congregations, but we do have some from other denominations. Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump releasing a statement. His proclamation says every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals living with Down syndrome who bring to everyone joy, wonder, and meaning to the entire world. This is SRN News. CVS putting the finishing touches on a major deal.
CVS Pharmacy announced the completion of its acquisition of select Rite Aid stores nationwide. The company acquired and is now operating 63 former Rite Aid and Bartell drugstores in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. CVS Pharmacy also acquired the prescription files of 626 pharmacies in 15 states. As a result of the transactions, CVS will be serving more than 9 million former Rite Aid and Bartell Drugs patients.
The free application for federal student aid for the 2026-27 school year is officially open. National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators advises students to fill it out as quickly as possible. Despite the government shutdown, Education Department is processing applications. Students should gather necessary documents and create an account on studentaid.gov to begin. More details at srnnews.com.